The last answer we gave is the reason why, by filling water, why are you allowed to do that on Shemitah, even though Lecheda it's like plowing. So we said it because the Rava came along and gave a new answer, interesting answer, that by Shemitah, there's no tulis, there are only others. The Teda lists only two tulis, which is Zemira and Ptzira, cutting by grapes and cutting off branches. Why does the Torah highlight these two tools? I tell you, these are the only tools that exist by Shemitah. No other tools exist, including putting water on the ground and making the soil soft, and which is a tool of plowing. That is not usher in Shemitah. That's why we're allowed to do that if there's a rabban on the aseret. So if there's a hefsid, we can do that. Says the Gemara, we're up to here. The loy, about six lines on the top. V'lo, you're telling me there are no tuldas on Shemitah. Let me ask you a question. V'hatanya, didn't we learn? It says in the Pasig, Sotcha loy sizra, you shouldn't plant your field. V'kamilcha loy sizma, no, your grapes should you cut down. So we dash in Ainli, Ella, what's forbidden? Zirua, planting seeds, or zimur, cutting off branches, dry branches from a vineyard. Minayin, how do you know to take it further? That nichush, weeding out the bad leaves, or idur, or toiling the soil under the grapes to make it tender the ground, or likisuach, which is also weeding out the bad grass. But the difference is that by nichush is from taking out the roots, pulling out the bad wheat from the roots, and kisuach is just cutting the top part of the bad weeds. How do you know? But these are all tulis. How do you know they're forbidden? Tamalayim, it says a generic sod chaloy. We read it as if it says your field don't do anything. Karmel chaloy, in your vineyard don't do anything. I'll do any work in your field, includes even tulis. So what do you tell me? There are no tulis by Shemitah except those two. There's many. Then the Braise continues. Minayin, how do you know? She'ain mikarsmina, you don't cut off branches not just by vineyards but also by trees. The ain mizardin, how do you know that you don't cut off the dry branches in a tree and just retain the moist branches? The aim of faskimin bilan, how do you know that you're not allowed to cut branches off a tree and then put it as support? Let's say you have branches laden with fruits and it's weighing down the branches, so you put some kind of a branches underneath vertically and you tie them to the branches to support them. Stakes, okay, yeah. How do you know you can't do that? Tamalayma is a pasig, sal chaloy, karma chaloy. Nothing. And the Braise continues. We're going through different trees, and now we're going Menayin. How do you know? Now we're going to the roots. Now, how you know you don't place fertilizer on the roots? Ve'ein mefarkin, and how do you know that you don't remove the stones from the roots that are blocking it from growing? Nor ve'ein ma'afkin, nor if you have exposed roots, you're not allowed to cover with sand. Ve'ein ma'ashin and be'ilon, nor are you allowed to put smoke. You want to get rid of the worms, so they put some kind of a strong scent or something. Fumigate, okay. You're not allowed to put it under the tree to get rid of the worms. How do you know you now do all of these things in Shemitah as well? Tamalayim again. Sod chaloi, karmach loi. Kol malachtecho, shabesodcho. Loi, v'chol malachtecho, shabesodcho. Loi. You cannot do any extra activity in your field. That means all tolls are forbidden. Yachol, now the bride continues. I would have thought it includes even furthermore. I would have thought it includes, loi yikashkesh, that nor, I would have thought that it includes you shouldn't go ahead and turn over the soil, before we say not turn over the soil by grapes, that you shouldn't turn over the soil by olives. Or takas asim, I thought you now turn over the soil. Maybe shows include you now turn over the soil, soften the soil by olives, or v'loya other takas akafanim, or you now allowed to turn over the soil under grapes, or and the fact that we said before you're not allowed to. This is a different kind. The Mordechai says later, it's a different kind of either. V'loya male nekoyim maim, and or we would have thought that you're not allowed to fill all the holes with water to help to grow, or we would have thought v'loya yase ugiyos lekafanim, you're not allowed to dig holes next to the vineyards to fill it up with water. Talmud. So we come to teach you a new. Sorry? We said that if you. You're talking about the day we're not talking about Shemitah. Yesterday we were talking about Chalamoid. Tamalayma come to teach you. Sodchalay Sizra. Now we learned. Now we're going to have a heta. Till now we had an Isra to incorporate everything. Now we're going to have a heta limited. That what? It's a Sodchalay Sizra. Lechayde Zriya Bechlal Hoysa. Since you're not allowed to do anything in the field. So it says in the seventh year, you leave your ground fallow. Why do you have to spell out don't plant? Obviously, it's not leaving your ground fallow if you're planting. Why spell out highlight you're not allowed to plant? To compare to it, I'm going to tell you the following. Mazria, just like planting, is an avoda that's shared by a number of different crops. What's so unique about it? This is an avoda that is shared in the field and shared in the vineyard. af so too koshihi avoida shebesadish bekadim, anything which is an avoida in the field and in the vineyard, them is forbidden. And since these things, which is only strictly for olive trees, for example, is not avoida shebesada ushebekadim, and therefore it is permitted. But the point what we see from here, that there are tools by Shemitah, including watering the ground so that they soften the ground. So it goes back to the question, why in Shemitah do we allow if it's a hefset? Answers the Gemara, that this entire brisa is only midrabbanan. When we include all the other tools on Shemitah, we're talking about midrabbanan. I crow, we brought this pasuk, loy, sanchal, loy, and karmachaloy, asmachta ba'alma. It's only, we're leaning on it, but it's not really from the Torah, it's only from the Rabban. Says Gemara, the kish, you said, that's a big machlek is showing him. It's a big machlek is showing him how it works by Shemitah. Whether like, we learn from the Mishkan is like Shabbos, or whether what says in the Torah openly is the Av, and what says not in the Torah is a Tulda. Both places is a machlekes. In Shabbos is a machlekes. In the Gemara, we have Tesla with Beis and Shabbos. We have machlekes in the Gemara. Yeah. We have, because we have a pasuk, Eila, the Gemara Rebbe says, Rebbe doesn't learn from the Mishkan. Rebbe says Eila is 36. Or Malacha, Malacha, Malachta, that it says in the Torah 39 times, and the machlekes is by Yosef, whether Yosef is Malacha, we don't count. That man, the Omar, says Tesla clearly does not believe you learn from the Mishkan. And he learns from the Malachim, Malachim, Malachim. How does he know which ones? Don't know. But it's like it's written klar in the Torah, because it says 39 times in the Torah the word Malachim, or Meleches, or Malachtai. Anyway, don't do with Shabbos. So, don't do with Mishra. So, it's so no problem in Shemitah as well. Others say that just like Shabbos, you learn out of it, the Mishkan and Shemitah is the same kind. Whatever's an Av there is an Av here. Yeah, but and whatever's an Av by Shabbos is an Av here. It says by Shemitah says the same word. You should rest, exact same words. So therefore, they say that whatever is applicable to karka and the amlocha there, obviously cooking, that's not part of it. And others say that's different than Shabbos. The Steve Machlein and Pinchas. Sorry. That's later Gemara. We haven't yet done klal. Right now, just sad chaloy karma chaloy. Anything to do with sad karma is also. Let's go weiter. Says more weiter. The kishkush b'shvi is mishari. Okay, so you said before that to turn over the soil by olives is permitted. Is it permitted? Well, see, if it says in the pasuk, "Hashvi is tishmateno v'nitashta unitashta," that shmi should rest and rest. So we says in the braisa, "Tishmateno, what should you rest from?" Milikashkesh. It says clearly you should rest from turning over the soil under the olives. V'nitashta milasakel, you're moving the stone. So what do you tell me? It's mutter. In the last part, you said it's mutter. It's not mutter at all. There's two kinds of kishkushka, two kinds of turning over the soil. Chad avrui lana, one if your purpose is to make the tree stronger, that's come from profit. A profit we don't permit. We, even though it's asad rabbanon, we said, what do we permit? In our Mishnah, we said it has to be a loss, not to generate profit. And here, if it's just to strengthen the tree, it's generating profit, that we don't allow. And the chad, the other one is stumipila, to cover the holes, it's exposed. That is to ensure that it doesn't get ruined. That is to avoid a loss, that you are permitted to do. Avruy ilon asa, to have strengthened the tree forbidden. To mipila shavas, because to see the holes ilarum. Itma, we have an interesting machlekes. Ha chaydish b'shviyiz, if you plow in shviyiz. Now, the chayda tayda said you should rest in the year of Shemitah. Yes, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yilad, you should rest in the Shemitah. There's another pasuk which says, b'chadosh v'kacha tishbois. Plowing and harvesting, you should rest. But that pasuk really is talking about Shabbos. But we had a machlekes in Rosh Hashanah where it's actually talking about Shabbos or Shemitah. So this says the Gemara right now. What about plowing in Shemitah? Is it an Aveda or not? Rabbi Yechel and Rabbi Lazar, Chadom Aleike, V'chadom Aleike. We can say that even if you say it's Chodesh V'Kotze Tishbosh, is referring to Shemitah, that's an Aseh. You should rest. And an Aseh, you don't get Malkus. The question here is there a lav as well that you get lashes for plowing on Shemitah? Because no Pasuk says you shouldn't. What's the Machlekes? Chadom Aleike, one says you do get Malkus. The Chadom one says ain't like you don't get Malkus. What's the Machlekes? Why should you get Malkus? Where is there a lav that you shouldn't plow on Shemitah? Lema lechay letzei, but the Rav Ovin on Rabbi Loike Mifke. They're arguing. On Shabbos, it gets skilled, it gets worse. but Shabbos it says cling the Torah. Don't leisasa kol malacha. Don't do malchus. Here it says you should rest. That's a positive thing. Be inactive. You don't get malchus that. So why does this opinion say you do get lashes? We have a rule that says that what you have a klal or prata klal. It does say le sizra. When the Torah says a lav, it doesn't say anywhere don't plow. It says don't plant. Can you take that lav of planting and shift it over to plowing? How can you? If we're going to say that we're going to compare anything to planting, part of the planting process is you have to first plow the soil and make sure it's tended before you can plant. Do we expand the Issa of Lay Sizer or not? Now, how can you expand? The only way you expand is through a klal prata klal. The idea of a general rule and a specific rule. Then a general rule is that we expand. The prat is no longer limited to the prat. We expand it to anything similar. So when the Torah says don't plant, do we expand it? The only way you can expand is a klal prata klal. So there's a machlek is whether we have a klal prata klal there. What's the machlek is? Why not? L'chei, the pasuk clearly says that you should rest on Shabbos, on the year of Shemitah, which is a klal. Then it says le'sizra klayim, which is a prat. Then it says again, you should rest. So therefore, you have a klal prat a klal. So l'chei, you should expand and include plowing as well. What's the machlekes?
You'd have to get your horses and equipment.
Yeah. It is. But the question is whether that's a lav, a specific lav. So the machlek is like this. When you have a klal prat a klal, and they're not similar, the klal is an asay. You should rest. The prat is a loisa said, don't do something. Can we put it together and say it's all really the same? Or a lav and asay are two different things, and you can't really sandwich them together. And therefore, we're going to say it's as if there's no klal afterwards. The klal afterwards, Eretz Tishbois, doesn't really follow. All you have is a klal prat. And when you have a klal prat, the rule is it's limited. Ein bechlal ela masha befrat.
You're limited to
that prat, no more. That's the question there. Says the Gemara. The klal is written asay. And then prat is a loisus. And then ain't done in loisus. I can't do klal prat the klal. The last klal which says Shabbos Shabbos and Yilodes. We can't include that's an asay again. So man, the one who says you do get malchus less late that doesn't agree with the Rav. He says you have a klal prat the klal. You expand the isa of planting and you include it also plowing. Well, man, the ain't like malchus east late that above and he agrees above and yes we expand it and therefore planting also means plowing. Says the Gemara, I can say kuli alma. I can say less later above. Nobody agrees with him. No, if nobody agrees with him, why would anybody hold you if you start plowing? Man, like the one who says like a shapi. He doesn't agree with him. So you have a klal upratu klal. It expands the iser from planting to also plowing. Okay, but a man dom ain't like it. Why you hold ain't like it? He says mechdi. Because the Torah highlights a few tools, when you cut down some branches in order for the tree to grow better, the branches to grow better, that's like planting, right? You want the tree to grow, harvesting the grains, or cutting grapes is the same thing. So why is the Torah have to spell it out? Why did the Torah write these? To tell you that anything which is not written clearly, the Torah is a tool. And the only tool that we can accept that Mahatayda is the handy tool as Mechadak Rava said before. Only on these two tools, which is Betzira and Zmira, but our tool Achirina, but anything else, even plowing, which is a tool to Lechayda, it's not really Zriya, it's only a tool of Zriya. Loi Mechayiv, there's no Chiyuv. That's why they argue and say there's no Lav. Yeah. Someone once asked me, was it you? Remember, I said, because sometimes the Gemara brings both opinions, and most time we just have a klal protocol. So what would the other opinion hold here? And I remember looking it up, and I can't remember finding anything. Is the pshat that everywhere else they agree that it's klal protocol? They only argue where they argue? Because, well, the Gemara says, Dorish, that's his way of looking at it, which means you marbe everything except that which is the most alien thing, the most distant thing from that miyat. Don't know. Says the Gemara. Now we'll repeat the Gemara's question before. Below, you can tell me that other tool is not included. Let's go quickly. About time we learned. All we know is that these two isurim are usim, and I lead the kishk. I know these other tools are forbidden as well. Eat the kishk and the kisuah. I'm like, it says sotcha. The same bracha we had just before. Sotcha lekamacha loy loy komalacha shem. Sotcha komalacha shem kamacha. How can you tell me? You answer me now. We're repeating the same conversation we had before. That only these two tools are forbidden when we have all the other tools that are forbidden as well. How do you know the bracha continues? Shem mekarsim imemizardim mefazgim bilan. That you don't do all these things by a tree. Time. Don't add anything. You don't do it. How do you know? You don't fertilize. You don't do all those things by tree. all the extra tools. Tamalei mesad chaloi kam chaloi kol melacha shemesad chaloi v'chamalach kam chaloi. Yachal, I would have thought that we should extend the Isra even to lo yekashket hazem, even those things which are limited only to olive trees. Lo yedet al yifani more limited is only to a certain specific kind of a tree. It's not something that's universal for all kinds of plants. Lo yimalin nekoy mayim hold the water for vines. Lo yasa ugi lo yifani more little dig holes for the vines. Tamalei mesad chaloi sizrim zriya bechal hoyse is included. Lama yotzal hakish lelamlach mazim yichedes avoidish shemesad v'kedem. It has to be universal. First, avoided for everything, for the grains and for the vineyards. Of course, she avoided. So I'm going to answer the game like before. Midrabbanan because my Malma. You're right. All other tools are midrabbanan and the pasuk on this mach. Okay. Says the Gemara. Right. New Gemara. Kiyos Rav Dima came along. Omar. He came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He made a trip. He said, "I heard from a student the following, and I don't know what he's talking about. I heard him say the following: Yochel, I would have thought Yilke al Hatoisus. I would have thought that you should get lashes not only for the actual shmita, but also for any addition, for the addition that you have to add on to the Shemitah year. And then, v'nosu le'tamudah, we bring a pasuk in the Torah to teach you l'ptura, exempt, you don't get punished. V'le'idah le'may tamudah, I have no idea what he's talking about. What do you mean by toises? What do you mean that you're exempt? Why would you think that what toises is there? And why would you think that you're chayiv? And then why are you telling me you're potter? Says the Gemara, my toises. What is the toises? I don't know what pasuk he's talking about. I don't know what toises he's talking about as well. What addition? What are you talking about? Says the Gemara, right? Rabbi Lazar says that we're talking about Chadisha, we're talking about Shemitah, but Shemitah, the Torah only says don't plant. And we're talking about plowing. Plowing is an additional malacha that's not written in the Torah. How did we learn it before? Through a klal, prater klal, we expanded the planting to plowing. And therefore, we call it Taisvis. And maybe this is what your Talmud meant. Yoch, I would have thought Yilke Allah Kharisha, we should get Malkus on this Taisvis as well. Why? The Asya Miklal Prataklal. We learn it from a very strong foundation of Klal Prataklal, so we should get the same lashes that you get for planting. The Nosiv Leil Talmud Liftur. So we bring a pasuk that comes and shows you that's exempt, which is before what? The Braise we brought before, Son Chaloy Karmachaloy. Not only we brought that what? That only these two tools are chayiv. Why is the Torah highlight? Why is the Torah highlight these two tools? The Torah that only these two tools are chayiv, but chadisha is not chayiv. Mahatayid it's only midrabanon. So there's no malkus. That's what the Talmud meant. I would have thought that chadisha is osma kal prakal chayiv. Comes along the fact that the Torah highlights two tools that are only these two tools that exist by shmita and nothing else. The imkain kohen pratim lamali. What do you have to tell? You have to spell out these pratim. That's what he meant. That's Rabbi Loz's version of this Talmud. But Rabbi Yechanan, interesting in Machlek is there's such great Amoraim about a Talmud, we don't even know his name. Made a comment, no one knows who he is, what he is. But Rabbi Yechanan said, Yomim, we're not talking about Malachis in Shemitah itself, we're talking about an extension to the year of Shemitah. Yomim, those days, there were days that were added on before, the Shoshana, Shemitah, like this year, you know, where Tu B'Av is when you start already, Shemitah, laws of Shemitah kick into place. For other things even before. The Chachamim added before the Shoshana, and that's called Taisus. I would have thought that since you have to add to the Shemitah year, you have to put everything down 3 days before, we'll soon say how long before, or from Shavuos. Yachar would have thought, if you did any work, Gilke al Taisus, I would have thought that you get Malkus for that Taisus, the Shoshana. The Asya, we learn out, how do you know you have to add to the year, or Shemitah, it says, Bebechardish uvekotzit tishbos. It says that in the pasuk, you should rest from Chodesh V'Kotzeh, and according to one opinion, even though the pasuk sounds like it's talking about Shabbos, according to one opinion, why highlight these two malachos talking about the year of Shemitah? And it's coming to teach you that Shemitah, you have to add to before and after Shemitah, the Nosil La Talmudah, so therefore I would have thought that you should get the same Chiyiv as the year Shemitah. The Nosil La Talmudah L'Ptura, we have a special pasuk that exempts you, but prior to Shemitah and post Shemitah, you don't get Malkus. Kedibin Mem Kamek, soon see. No, we'll soon see. Remember Gemara Rishonah we had, Rabbi Shmuel Abakiva. Exactly, preparation. So for Shemitah, which is, you have to start earlier. Taisus explains, interesting, which is Rabbi Sicha writes in Chakidah, that the Gemara's Havmina and Maskoni is that when we say you add to a Shemitah, which is the same thing with Shabbos, what's Pshat you add? Is it on the Gavra or is it on the Chavtza? Taisus says that in not so such words, but that's what basically he's saying. So the Gemara thought it's basically the Chavtza, that the Shemitah itself gets pulled forward, and if so, just whatever punishment you get in the Shemitah year, you should get on the Taisus. Kamashla, no. Shemitah is limited to the year Shemitah. And any Yisrael that come before is on the person. You're not allowed to do these things, and therefore you don't get Malkus. That's basically how Taisus learns it. Very interesting. Yeah. Vaiti Gemara, You don't have this often. The Gemara says, we'll soon tell you what's going on. My yami, so let's first explain this. What do you mean the day of Rosh Hashanah? What's going on here? Now we learned, Admosai Chorshim is the Ilan, until when are you allowed to plow in an ordinary field of trees, Erev Shri, before Shemitah, Beishama, I mean, Kozman Shiyafullah, pretty as long as plowing for the tree is beneficial for the tree, which is around Shavuos time. U Beis Hillel, I mean, Beis Hillel says, in other words, any time after that time, whatever you're doing looks like you're preparing for the Shemitah year. We don't want you to prepare for the Shemitah year. We want on the sixth year you should do things to fix up the sixth year. So as long as what you're doing is improving whatever's existing right now, it's good. Anything post that, it looks like you're preparing for Shemitah, it's forbidden. Beisilim added said, Beisilim says, Mamashvus, not just around Shavuos, Mamashvus. The Kraven, Givri Eilu, is Givri Eilu. They both hold more or less the same time, but Sham is a couple of days earlier. Not much. Little Chumri. That's a day Elam. The Ad Mosai Choshes Day Love, until when can you plow before Shemitah, an ordinary field of grains? Erev Shviz, before Shemitah. When does the tasters begin? Mishetichla Halacha, when the moisture, the rain, is gone, of the sixth year. Because until that time, whatever you're plowing is beneficial for the sixth-year growth. The moment that it's all dry, the soil, what are you doing now? You're going to ruin the growth. Because if you're going to plow now, you're going to pull out all the whatever's growing there. So if it's not moist anymore. So obviously what you're doing right now is preparing the ground for next year. You're preparing for Shemitah. That's your analysis.
So how do you compare this to the things that we did before Shabbos to have it happening on Shabbos?
No suggestion. We had Mefeshim Mishnah. Beshamit takes it not allowed to. We learn from the pasuk b'chodesh kishtichus. That's what we learn. That's what we learn from the pasuk. That anything we should do to prepare for Shemitah is also as well. That's called Taisus. Different kind of Taisus than by Shabbos.
It's impossible to prepare for Shemitah because a year after will be ruined already.
No. Preparing the land. You have to plow. Before you plant
it. But it's a waste of time. You can't do it.
I know. But if you defy the Issa, if you don't listen to the Issa, when does the Issa begin? We're talking about somebody that's not listening. When does his Avera begin?
Providing he will do work.
Exactly.
The idea is that when you're doing this plowing after the season is already dry, if you plow the ground, then the rain will come. Mm. During the Shemitah year, that rain is more effective as a result of the plowing.
Even for the year after?
Not the year after.
No, doesn't want to work in Shemitah year, but he prepares.
What's the point? Yeah, why would he do that? No, we're talking about a guy who's going to...
What you do in the 60s, the land is better for the
year. He's trying to understand if a guy's a frumi yid, he's not going to plant Shemitah. Why in the world would he be preparing at all? I'm saying he's not talking about somebody who's following the rules. And furthermore, another condition while the land is moist, you should stop as soon as the moisture is gone. And also, the cholzman shebnei adam chosh, as long as people are plowing, lita mikshayis with lois, all kinds of pumpkins and melons and gourds, as long as they're still planting, that's this year's. But once the moment that's over, it's preparing for next year. I don't understand. Every person plants different seasons. Comes out that the Torah makes an Issa, and every person is different. This person plants later in the year. This person plants up earlier. How can that be? I disagree with you. We have to make a fixed time. Ella b'zdei halavan in an ordinary field of grain ad haPesach. Pesach is the cutoff. Uv'zdei ilon and the field of trees. I agree with ad haTzedes like Beis Hillel until Shavuos. Okay, but Pesach time already have to stop. This is all Taisus. This is the time of addition. But this is very interesting. Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin initially nimnu al shnei prokim alolu. They agreed and they ruled as they ilan shvuis is forbidden to plow and as they lovon is from Pesach. And then later on ubatlum. The later chacham came along and they said, you know what? We're going to cancel this rule and allow you to plow until Rosh Hashanah. Says him, I don't understand. I don't understand. If a Bezin came and legislated that this Iser of Tosis of Shemitah starts from Pesach, how can anybody later on come along and overturn that? We have a rule that and furthermore, we had the rule of Besham Besil, which is Shavuos time for Stay Ilan. Then I'm going to let Bezdin came along and did earlier. How can a later Bezdin come along and say, no, but didn't we learn? Ein Bezdin yachal levatu, divrei Bezdin chaveiroi, that nobody can come and overturn a previous Bezdin. Elim came, the conditions are two conditions. Godul menu bechachma, you have to be wiser over minion, a larger number. Says the Gemara, ishtoimim kechadusha, for a moment he was silent. And then he said, Omele, he said like this. He said, Eimur, interesting, kach hisnu benein.
Initially, right? It can't be bigger than a number anyway.
Why? You can always have 100, 200. Ah, the number isn't the problem. The number is never the problem. The problem was the chacham. Yeah, but the number was never the problem. The problem was intelligence. Every generation, the intelligence is lower.
No, because it says in the intelligence, any number.
Yeah, I know, but
if
number
you 71, you can't. Can you have 102?
Why not? It's not a kind of a bezin for a Sanhedrin. A number.
Yeah. This
so like this. Emer, let's say, kach hishnu b'nein. Initially, when they made the legislation, they put into the legislation, and they clearly said, if later on rabbis decide that this is too difficult to stop a half a year before, they have the right to overturn what we said. Very interesting. Says the Gemara. The Gemara said, Rabbi Granza came and turned it over, because a different reason. The Gemara asked, how can you do it? The Gemara it was never in the scabble. It was never too hard. What are you telling me? It was a legislation from Bisham Basilis, whole Tosfos or Rav Gamliel. It's in fact Halacha Meishim Sinai. Where do you see the Tosfos by Shmita or Halacha Meishim Sinai? And now you tell me later on they canceled and they said you can plow till the very last day of the Hashanah. Isn't Halacha Meishim Sinai? Why? The Amar Ravatsi we had a few times in before. Ravatsi came along Amar Abiyachim Shemichuni because Beis Chay Rosson in the place Beis Chay Rosson he said. S and a T. There are a few laws that Elijah Sinai. One of them is 10 to T. It's if you have 10 trees scattered in a field of a base soil, which is 50 amas by 50 amas, you're allowed to, before Shemitah, until Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to plow the entire area between the trees. Because any land in that field is there for the trees. But if you only have 8 trees in that area, then part of the ground has nothing to do with the trees, so you're plowing a field, which you shouldn't be. But for the trees, you're allowed to do it till the very end. S and a T is a Rav is my Elijah Sinai. And so now, and we know, and we say that there's a difference whether they're a young tree or an old tree. By a young tree, there's a bigger loss. This din of that 10 trees you're allowed to plow is only by a young tree. But by an old tree, you're not allowed to. So we see that already Allah told us that there are some trees that you're not allowed to plow till Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the concept taste already existed. Nothing to do with the takonda b'sham b'sil. Says, this is how it worked. Only came along and said for older trees, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to plow. That's, but younger trees, you can go until Rosh Hashanah. But also, Hani came along and said, and Tikkun and Gamliel, and they were Masakin, Mepesach, or Matzeres. They added to the Loch Mersinai, they brought it forward to Shavuos and to Pesach. The Asnu Bididu, and they made it tonight, called a Reitzel Vatl, Yoba Yavatl. Within their Takana, they said, look, and we know this is difficult. If you're in a future generation, you find it too difficult, we give you the right to overturn it. Said the Gemara, Vahani, are you telling me, Hilchasaninu, you're telling me to Loch Mersinai? I have even a bigger question. The whole concept of Tosis is got from the Torah. But now let me learn. It says in the passing, in Rosh Hashanah, we had this, you should rest from plowing and harvesting. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ain't tzarich loimer, can't be. It can't be talking about the year of Shmita within itself. It says already before. What are you telling me again with Kotzer? You shouldn't harvest. The Torah says clearly, Shmita year, you're not allowed to harvest. Rabbi Kiva learned that this pasuk is talking about Shmita, not about Shabbos. Because Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any malacha. Why punk these two malachas? So Shmita. Ella Navaz, Chari, Shal Erev Shviyas. It must be talking about Tosfos. You're not allowed to plow before Shmita. Shal Nichlis L'Shviyas, that entered the year Shmita. And in other words, anything you do to prepare for the year Shmita, you're not allowed to before. Rekotte Shal Shviyas, Shiyatta Matzai Shviyas. Now, so what do we see from Kiva clearly from here? That the din of Tosfos is not halacha mishina, it's not an addition, it's the Torah itself. And Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says we're talking about Shabbos. I will stop here tomorrow.